Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Sean Stone joins us this morning. He is the arts editor of Metroland, metroland.net, and he is, he is the arts editor. He is also our eyes and ears of what's happening on area stages and screens. We look forward to each participation that he has in this program, and we welcome him to the studio. Well, we welcome him by phone this morning. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Joe. Good morning.
Good morning. So, where would you like to begin? You saw a movie that I really want to see.
It's called Bad Words. It's directed by and stars Jason Bateman. Think of it as like Bad Santa Goes to the Spelling Bee.
All right.
Jason Bateman plays a 40-year-old 8th grade dropout who finds a loophole in a national spelling bee contest and enters. And just, you know, he's self-taught. His job is a copy editor, so he just crushes these four kids, not only because he knows the words, but because he psychologically manipulates them in the most cruel and hilarious fashions. It's kind of a mean comedy, but there's this undertone where you don't know why he's doing this. There's sort of a mystery at the heart of it, and it sort of pays off pretty well, although the ending is kind of strange because he's essentially immature, and you're not sure that he's learned anything from the process. But it has a great cast, Catherine Hahn, Allison Janney, Philip Baker Hall, and this new kid named Rohan Chand, who plays one of his competitors who tries to befriend him, who is absolutely hilarious.
Well, it sounds great, and I've read only but good things, so let me try that again. I've only read good things, so
yes.
I look forward to seeing it. All right, what is happening out and about?
Lots of things. Construction.
Oh, I was there last night. Have you ever seen that, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty impressive.
It's very cool.
Sculptures made out of cans, of canned goods, and then at the end of it, in a few weeks, it all goes to the food pantries.
That's right. I mean, in full disclosure, my wife is on the board for this, so it's a great, great event. This year, it's the storybook theme, and so they have green eggs and spam. they have, which is very cool.
Nice.
They have the little engine that could, which actually won an award last night for having the most cans, or for the best meal, I guess, which was very cool. They also, the kids from RPI did a great thing on Alice in Wonderland, which is just awesome. The EYP team did Horton Hears a Who. There is a Winnie the Pooh sculpture there. There is Willy Wonka. And I think the big winner last night was the Price Chopper team put together Toy Story with Woody. And they have great food there. And then there's Minions in the lobby. And there's also who falls off the egg that falls?
Humpty
Dumpty. Thank you very much. Thank you. Humpty Dumpty is in the...
I know my literature.
I know you do. in the lobby, and they did a great job. And what they're trying to do is get 50,000 cans and $50,000 and set the food pantries up. And it's a great event. They do a wonderful job. And if you get a chance to go over there and then bring a can with you, and then you can vote on your favorite sculpture, and that's even more cans that go to the food pantry. End of plug. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
And that's at the New York State Museum. The main exhibit is up on the fourth floor, but there's stuff right there in the lobby.
That's right. And a great thing to do while the kids are away next week.
Yes.
Or home, rather. Not away. Home.
We got a whole bunch of stuff. Friday night at Proctor's on the main stage, there's a gospel jubilee. Also Friday night at the Hollow Bar and Kitchen, which is in downtown Albany. It's the old Bayou Cafe. The Hold Steady. Very popular band with the kids, I am told.
Yes.
And then she was actually interviewed on your program, I believe. Kathy Griffin is coming to town.
Which, if you missed it, is Ian did the interview.
I only got to hear half of it. Yeah, it was Ian.
Ian did a great job, and Kathy Griffin's mother is in the interview.
Yes.
And it's hilarious. It's just hilarious. And if you get a chance to listen to it online, it's really fantastic.
So she's going to be in the showroom at Turning Stone on Friday, and then she's going to be on the main stage at Proctor's in Schenectady on Saturday.
Good stuff.
Friday and Saturday night, the American Symphony Orchestra will take the stage at the Bard College Richard B. Fisher Center. They're going to play waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr., Blue Danube, stuff like that, and some Brahms and some Conus. Also, we move Saturday afternoon. There is something called Hudson Valley Hops, which is sort of a craft beer festival that's going to be at the Albany Institute of History and Art. That starts at 4 o'clock.
All right.
Saturday night at the Egg, John Anderson, the well-known voice of Yes. So we'll be hearing, taking some progressive explorations there with John Anderson.
Progressive explorations.
Prog rock.
Okay.
Follow, like I always say, follow the gray ponytails. You'll find it. And then Saturday night, also at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, one of our great local musicians, Sean Rowe, will be taking the stage along with Mary Lee Ruhan. And also Saturday night, I won't belabor it since David Allen Miller is going to be on your show, but the Albany Symphony Orchestra will be at the Palace.
Yes, and their wonderful soloist, whose name is Simone Porter, will be with us as well, and she'll be doing Samuel Barber's violin concerto. So we look
that
forward
is a
to,
lovely violin concerto.
Yes, so we look forward to hearing from her as well.
Very exciting. Sunday afternoon on the main stage at Proctor's, Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments.
There you go.
I'm sort of in the mood for that because they just put out the Blu-ray of Samson and Delilah, which is full of lion wrestling and temple crashing, so I'm sort of in that DeMille mode.
Good. Sounds like a fun weekend.
Yeah, also Sunday afternoon at the Palace Theater, America's Test Kitchen Live. That's that PBS cooking show with Christopher Kimball. He's going to be there, you know, so there's going to be taste testing and all that wacky stuff.
He's going to be on our show tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he'll be with us tomorrow telling you about what you can expect from a guy in a stove on stage.
Well, you know, they'll bring up 12 people from the audience, and they'll all taste ketchup, and they'll all pick the wrong one. It'll be awesome. And then you alluded before that it is spring break for the children, so if you're looking for something for the children to do, Steamer 10 Theater here in Albany is having their April vacation days, so they have something different every day next week. I believe Monday is Bubble Mania, Tuesday is the Tanglewood Marinettes, Wednesday is Roger the Jester, etc. So go to their website, steamer10.org, I believe.
Excellent.
And then Monday, at the GE Theater at Proctor's, they're showing Network.
Oh, man.
Can't go wrong with that.
I'll tell you, I just saw that movie on Blu-ray. That is such a great film. I hadn't seen it in a while. I did a piece a couple weeks ago on about a new book that was written about it. But, man, that's a great movie.
It's so wonderfully prophetic, and every performance is just perfect. It's like the last time I saw it, my favorite character was Wesley Addy as the network president, the older guy.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
And I just want to remind people, if they forgot, it got beat out by Rocky.
Yes, it did.
For Best Picture. Go ahead.
And then on Wednesday, the Troy Chromatic Concert Series wraps up at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall with one of the great violinists in the world, Hilary Hahn. She's going to be playing some stuff. It's a recital. She'll be there with a pianist. She's going to be playing some stuff that she commissioned. She'll also be playing some Brahms and some Schubert and some Schoenberg. Should be great.
And new movies.
Yes. Rio 2. I actually enjoyed Rio 1. The birds looked really good in 3D.
Yeah.
And so that should be fun.
You should have a movie out for spring break, a kids movie. It'll make a gazillion dollars. You need to do something with them, and this one actually seems like it would be painless for the parents.
And it has the unusual distinction of being G-rated.
Oh, good.
I mean, even Disney, you know, manages to put in a flatulence joke or something to up it to PG, which just annoys me no end. So I'm glad that there's an actual G-rated movie in theaters.
That's a great accomplishment. Excellent.
It is. Then there's Draft Day, which is sort of an NFL thing because, you know, if you got a sports movie, call Kevin Costner.
That's right.
The cast is really good. Jennifer Garner, Dennis Leary, Frank Langella. Then there's the documentary Particle Fever, which is about the Large Hadron Collider. I don't know much about that thing except that it didn't end the world, so good.
Good.
And then there's a horror movie called Oculus. Opening, which is one of those low-budget things about, you know, murder by ghosts.
Someone will die.
Yes.
You can find out more information about all of the cool things that Sean has mentioned by going to our website. We have a link there. We're also Metroland.net. Metroland.net. Sean Stone is the arts editor. And pick up a copy of Metroland. It's throughout the region. Sean, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, the Congressional Corner on WAMC.